we've got a bit to go on with the world of football, Mossy. And unfortunately, probably the big story coming out of the Wanderers v Brisbane at Mudgee is not the 2-2 result, but the racial vilification of Jamie Young. What's the latest on that one?
Look, I've probably heard what you've heard, Jimmy. It's disgraceful. There's no place in it in our in society, in sport. It's just terrible. And you know, Jamie Young is one of the nicest blokes you'll ever meet, and a fantastic goalkeeper, a fantastic ambassador for our game, and no one deserves it. So it's certainly not down to how good a bloke Jamie Young is. It's just there's no place for it, and it's absolutely disgraceful. I think it should be a life ban. I think for something like that to come out of someone's mouth means it's in their head, and there's no place in our game for it.
They've identified him straight away, and they ejected him from, and I totally agree.
Yeah,
couldn't agree more. Harder ban on that one. All right, the result itself. I heard from Marcus Babbel afterwards. He's probably very, very disappointed with the way it played out.
John Aloisi would have been the happier of the two coaches going home, definitely. They weren't good, Brisbane, against Perth the week before, and John Aloisi asked for a reaction. He was scathing in his assessment of his side. He didn't get it in the first half an hour. Western Sydney were wonderful. I commentated that game for Football Nation last night, and Western Sydney were fully deserving of their 2-0 lead, and it could have been more. Could have been three, could have been four. There would have been no argument if it was four or five, to be honest. Their football was slick, particularly in the top third. Nick Fitzgerald, Kamau, Riera, Boehm Johan, all excellent for Western Sydney Wanderers. But then this goal out of nowhere for Brisbane from Lopez, which was just an individual piece of brilliance on the edge of the box. Western Sydney had numbers back, but he beat his man, got his half a yard, and then unleashed a ferocious drive that went in off the post, changed the whole complexion of the game. It was quite remarkable. And from that point on, Brisbane were fully deserving of at least a point, if not three.
Okay.
So it was a wonderful game, and it was a great advertisement for the A-League in a regional area. Mudgee turned on an absolutely beautiful day. It was picture perfect, and it was a great game of football.
And it's a good stadium up there too.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, looks great. Looks great.
The drop of red wine I had after the game wasn't too bad either, mate.
Alex Brosk got Sydney FC away early, and then a late one for the Jets. So disappointing for Steve Corica there.
The disappointment is the fact that it was such a late goal and that it was from a set piece. And up until last season, Stevie Corica was all over the set pieces as Graham Arnold's assistant. So him and I did a lot of work on set pieces together. And when you concede from one, it really hurts because it's something you practice during the week, making sure everyone's responsible for their roles. And it was a soft goal to concede, there's no doubt. But it was a good fighting spirit from Newcastle there. They're struggling early this season. Mm. They're propping up the table. That gives them only their second draw of the season, second point. So Ernie Merrick's got a lot of work to do there, but I think that will give them a lot of confidence to hold the back-to-back premiers at home. I think will give them a lot of confidence.
Two games today, Adelaide United, Perth Glory. We'll get your thoughts on that. And then Melbourne victory against the Central Coast Mariners. Fingers crossed on that one that it doesn't get ugly.
Yeah, that's right. Look, anything could happen there. I mean, you know, the Mariners were not at the races last week. So, you know, they need a reaction there. Mike Mulvey's spoken about it during the week, about taking responsibility. But if they don't step up, then it, as you said, it could really get ugly. But you got to tip Melbourne victory down there at home. I think Ola Toivonen may make his first start for the victory. The Swedish international's been injured, so it'd be good to get him in the team for Kevin Muscat. But as I said, the Mariners just need to show some pride this week and really step up.
$1.45 victory in that one. Adelaide United, Perth Glory, $2.15 United, $3.60 the draw, $3.20 the Glory.
This is a match of the round for me.
Yeah, okay.
Adelaide United obviously won the FFA Cup. Yep. Then they went away to the Mariners, dusted them 3-0 in Gosford last week. Perth under Tony Popovich have been very impressive this season. And they got that win away from home a couple of weeks ago against Melbourne Victory and then beat Brisbane at home last week. I don't like tipping draws, but I'm going to tip a draw.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to pick a winner, but I just think, I don't think there's a lot splitting these two sides at the moment. The problem Adelaide have is that they've relied on a wide player, if you like, in Craig Goodwin for all their goals.
Yes.
They need a central striker that's going to score them goals week in, week out if they're going to have sustained success, because Craig Goodwin is not known for double figures in a season. He's, okay. he's having a purple patch at the moment and he's playing fantastic and scoring goals, but that will dry up at some point during the season. They need a go-to as a number nine. Perth Glory humming along under Tony Popovich.
Matilda's lost to Chile before we get to the EPL. I watched the highlights of this. They could have won at 8-3. Chile had three opportunities, took all three. Lack of finishing. We had someone on Twitter who said, well, Alan Stajic is going to be under pressure now. Is that true?
Oh, I don't think so.
Right.
I think Alan Stajic has done a wonderful job with those Matildas.
Okay.
I really do. Look, they're going into next year's World Cup as a genuine threat. I wouldn't say a favourite, but they're a threat to win it.
Sure.
That's a massive call.
Yeah.
But they've shown they can stack up against the best in the world.
Absolutely they
have. And they've done it regularly, which is a big thing. But look, the problem with yesterday's result and Emily Van Egmond's, the two goals for the Matildas were both from the penalty spot.
Yes.
So that's a concern. But while you've got Sam Kerr in the team, there's always a threat to score a goal. But the problem is it could affect their ranking going right into the World Cup draw.
They need to be top six, don't they, to get a favourable draw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that loss yesterday, if they have another one in Newcastle against Chile, that could really affect their rankings and then affect what sort of draw they have at the World Cup.
I thought, you know, they had created so many opportunities. They just finishing was the issue for the Matildas in that one. So.
But what a great crowd, huh? What an unbelievable
15,000 out there. Again, the stadium looked great and a great atmosphere. I think they were sold out there last time and they sold out at Newcastle last time. Be interesting to see how many they get on Tuesday, is it?
Yes, I believe it is.
Tuesday they run around. Yep. All right, let's get to the EPL and some of the results coming in overnight. Not a whole heap of the big names in action, but Tottenham Hotspur 1-0 over Crystal Palace. So that was away from home, so a vital 3 points for the Spurs there.
Yeah, it was. And Juan Foyth got the go-ahead goal in the 66th minute, and that consolidates fourth spot for Spurs. But there was some draws overnight as well. Southampton, Watford 1-1. Leicester, Burnley 0-0. Huddersfield, West Ham 1-1. Brighton, Matty Ryan's Brighton went down to Cardiff in the 90th minute. Sol Bamba goal. Brighton were down to 10 men after 34 minutes. When Dale Stevens was sent off. So they did well to hold out for that long, but then you cop that sucker punch in the 90th minute. That must have hurt. Matty Ryan now gets on a plane to come over here for the Socceroo camp, so no doubt that'll be a longer flight for him than what it would have been. But, some interesting results overnight. Newcastle, very important win. They've now had two wins and a draw in their last three, 7 out of 9 points to lift them out of that relegation zone. So that's a crucial, crucial period of three games for them.
They'd be one of the bigger mid-tier teams in the EPL, wouldn't they? Newcastle?
Yeah.
Great stadium up there.
Yep. It's a big club.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
They are, and they can't afford to be down in that relegation zone.
All right. Let's have a look at the games coming up. Liverpool up against Fulham. This should be no problem for them. Disappointment during the week with their 2-0 loss to Red Star Belgrade, who were widely criticised before the game. And Jurgen Klopp came out and couldn't say that S-word. Liverpool in a slump.
Not at all. I don't know where that word came from, Jimmy. All of a sudden,
he couldn't say it.
All of a sudden, he had a stutter, didn't he? Look, it's a blimp in the radar. A blip in the radar, I should say. It was Red Star deserved the win. There's no doubt about that. But do we get carried away with one loss like that? It was a massive opportunity slipped from our grasp.
Because that's an open group,
absolutely,
isn't it now?
It's blown it wide open.
Yep.
But Liverpool will bounce back against Fulham, I've got no doubt, and they're still going well. They created chances they'd usually take. So it's not that they didn't create chances to score goals.
Yep.
It was just an off night at the office, and Red Star took full advantage. Milos Deganek, the Socceroo, had a wonderful game.
Yeah.
Wonderful game for Red Star. So that's great news for Socceroos.
They for sale, Liverpool?
Oh, everyone's
I suppose
sale
everything's
the
for
right
sale.
Price.
Yeah, the speculation is they've been given a $2 billion offer.
Yeah, look, and that's not the first time we've heard it. So where there's smoke, there could be fire. But
yep.
Yeah, who knows what the owners are thinking, mate. But certainly Liverpool is headed in the right direction under this ownership and under Jurgen Klopp. So
the owners are Fenway Sports Group, who are the owners of the Boston Red Sox, who are the World Series champs. So they expect success. They're used to success. So,
And to this point, they haven't set up a baseball diamond at Anfield.
So not yet.
We're happy with that.
It's a matter of time. Chelsea-Everton?
Yes, Chelsea humming along, aren't they, in second spot, keeping pace with Manchester City. And Mauricio Sarri's done a magnificent job. So, look, I can't see anything but 3 points for Chelsea there at home against Everton, although Everton have been some, and I say this with all due respect, they've been some nuisance value
right.
This season.
Yeah.
You know, they're sitting in ninth spot at the moment, 18 points, so they're holding their own. Yeah, Chelsea to get the points there. Arsenal v Wolves. Can't see anything but an Arsenal win there as well. You know, Emery's had a great impact on the club. They're playing some wonderful football. They're scoring some great team goals in the style that Arsenal fans would be very happy with.
Oh, actually, now that you mention that, a couple of weeks ago I saw one of the goals they scored and I looked at it as a team.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was against. And I just thought, well, that's got to be a contender for goal of the year. They might have individual goal of the year, but that's team goal of the year.
Yeah, I remember that.
There was a couple of back heels involved in it.
Might have been Ramsey. Yeah, it was a wonderful goal. Mm. It was an incredible goal. I saw the one.
Man City v Man United.
Oh, it's a walk in the park for Man City, this one.
$1.35. Come on.
Here's some stats for you,
Jimmy. Here we go. Come on,
Here's
load me up.
Stats
load
to
me up. Mate, this is it going to make me think positively?
This will make your day. Manchester City have won just 2 of their last 8 against Manchester United.
Right.
Manchester United were down 2-0. In the same fixture last season at the Etihad, they won 3-2.
Oh.
Manchester United came from 2-0 down to win 3-2. And EPL matches of this nature, the Manchester Derby, have been won 17 times by the away team.
Wow. So maybe we should get a little bit funky and put some money down our Man United at $8.
Make of that what you will, Jimmy boy. But it certainly spiked my interest in maybe having a little flutter on Manchester United.
Well, knock me over with a feather. Phil Moss backing the good guys.
But then I decided to put all my money on Liverpool instead.
Yeah, well, take the $1.07 on that one. Manchester United, I was looking at it and going, well, 3 points there. We can get up there with Arsenal. They're ahead of us still on goal difference. But
Well, here's the thing. Manchester United, I think, are paying about $7.40. Right, in a Manchester derby, that is unheard of.
Yes,
for
Manchester
United.
You're quite right.
So that, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And if there is one team that has had a fair bit of joy against Manchester City, it is Manchester United.
Well, I'll tell you what, all the local Mancunians, mostly who support City, and they'll tell you that the Manchester United crowd sings with a London accent as people travel. So there you go. But anyway, you've given me a little bit bullish about that one.
Yeah.
All right, appreciate that one, Mossy.